recently went on what could possibly be called the coolest press trip ever. So Disney, I don't think anybody can argue with me on this one. So Disney took me to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, and they took me on the Disney Wonder cruise liner to the Bahamas. So no more said.
Why don't
that.
I get these kind of press trips?
I don't know why I got it, Danny. I'm a huge Disney fan, so perhaps that's what happened. Maybe I was the biggest fan in the office, but it happened. So you might have heard on Sunday we did a special segment on what's new at Disney, because over the weekend there was the big opening of Pandora at the Animal Kingdom. Big celebrations there. So we did a what's new segment on Sunday. If you didn't hear that, you can check it out on the podcast. But today I've decided to do a special Disney top 10. It's something I've put together whilst I was there.
Michelle's top 10 tips for a Disney vacation.
Yeah, I got my own sweeper. I had a sweeper.
Moving up in the world.
I made a special sweep because it's Disney and why not? So I arrived in Orlando for a direct flight on Emirates, I must mention. And the first thing that you'll learn about Disney, if you ever go, and that I learned, is that they've thought of everything.
Okay.
They've thought of absolutely everything. And whether it's the Disney quizzes that play in the buses wherever you're going between parks, or from the airport that you look up and, oh, what is that? What is that? Or perhaps it's the specially designed Disney toiletries that are in your Disney hotel, or the Mickey Mouse-shaped waffles that are at the buffet. They have thought of it all. Everything that they've thought of. So arriving at Orlando International Airport, I'm directed to the Disney sector, because it's such a big...
At the airport.
The Disney holiday starts at the airport because the park contributes so hugely towards tourism in Orlando and to the city. They have a special sector. So you head down there, and there they are waiting for you. All the Disney staff, so friendly, so happy to see you. And so basically your holiday starts the minute you step off the plane in Orlando. So where did I stay? So at Walt Disney World itself, there are a lot of options when it comes to hotels. Now, obviously in Orlando, there are tons of places as well. And this is my third trip to Disney in Orlando. You can see I'm a big fan. And I never stayed at a Walt Disney hotel before, so you don't need to, but I thoroughly recommend it, because I got to stay there at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Why? Because it's the 24/7 Disney experience. You literally are immersing yourself in Disney 24 hours a day. And you know, a lot of people save up for a long time to take their families, take their children to this experience. So why not, like, pay a little extra to stay? Yeah. So here's how they describe the hotel that I stayed at, and I fully agree with this description. Victorian elegance meets modern sophistication at this lavish Disney resort hotel. Relax in the sumptuous lobby and listen to live orchestra playing of ragtime, jazz, and popular Disney tunes. Unwind outdoors, indulge in a luxurious massage in the evening as the fireworks light up the sky over Cinderella's castle. Just one stop from the Magic Kingdom on your complimentary resort monorail. And it's a Victorian style marvel which evokes Palm Beach's golden era. So it's sort of a yesteryear themed resort. And there are tons of choices there. It's not just the only hotel there. There's Disney's Pop Century Resort. There's Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort. There's Disney's All-Star Music Resort. There's Disney's All-Star Movie Resort. I could go on and on. And there's
so you can have like a night in each one, maybe.
Exactly. There's just so many, but I thoroughly recommend that. But I went to the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Disney Hollywood Studios, and Disney's Animal Kingdom, which are the four parks, and I put together this top 10 for you because you need some tips.
Okay.
So at number one, download the My Disney Experience app. So if you're heading to one of the parks, or even on the cruise, because you can use this on the cruise as well, you need this app. Why? Because essentially it makes your experience more convenient. It'll direct you like a Google Maps. It has a sort of Google Map. So, you know, I'm at Space Mountain and I want to go to Cinderella's castle. How long is it going to take me? Which direction should I take for it to be quicker? It also tells you where all the attractions are, where all the restaurants are, where all the restrooms are, also where all the stars are. So where is Mickey? Where is Goofy? When are they doing their signings? Because I need to go and line up to go and meet them. So that's really important to have. Also, it's important to remember that the parks are massive, so you need to understand how huge they are. To give you an idea of how big they are, here's a fun fact. The size of the entire Walt Disney World Resort is 40 square miles. That's the same size as San Francisco.
The size of a city?
The Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando is the same size as San Francisco.
No, do you need a special map for it? That's remarkable.
It's absolutely remarkable. So also on this app are hotels, tickets, show times. And my favorite part of the app is when you get to choose your character. And I chose Flash from Zootopia. I don't know if you've watched Zootopia. It's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's my really good one.
Yeah, so I was the sloth from Zootopia when I was there. You can also choose to be Minnie or Mickey or whichever character you want to be. But I digress. Another important part about the Disney Experience app, the My Disney Experience app, is the My Photo Pass, which is my next do, number two.
Okay.
So do get the My Photo Pass. So yes, we all have cameras on our phones. We can all take wonderful selfies. But what you often notice, and this is what Disney said as they found, is that often there's one person in the family, often dad, who's taking all the photos.
Who's out of it.
Yes. And so when you get back home and you put the photo album together, where's dad? Oh, he was taking all the photos. And how many times have you asked a friendly stranger to take a photo and it's not as good, it's a little bit blurry? So what's really cool about the My Photo Plus is these professional photographers are placed in all these different sections of the parks. They take professional photos that pop up on the app. So it's on the app, ready for you to download to your phone so you can put it on Instagram super fast.
Okay, but do you pay for this?
Yes, so of course you do pay for the My Photo Pass because it's a special experience. But a tip, extra tip here, buy it before you go because then you'll get it cheaper.
Okay.
So download the app before you go, get the My Photo Pass before you go, cheaper. Also something to think about, which is important, is you can't take pictures of yourself on the rides. You know those those cameras that flash?
That kind of goes without saying, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, unless you're that
especially
crazy
when you're
person
on these roller coasters going upside down.
Exactly.
You don't want to be holding your phone
can't,
then.
You can't be doing that. But there are cameras put in little hidden places, probably the scariest part of the ride, where they take pictures of you when you're screaming your lungs out. And that pops up on the app as well. For example, the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs ride, which you'll be able to see a picture of me up because I put a blog up of all this stuff. You'll be able to see me screaming my head off as I'm going on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So that pops up on the app as well. Really cool. You can put that up. That's a photo that you can take yourself. So that's the My Photo Pass, which is number two of my top tips.
Okay then, so can I I know this is your top 10 list, and can I throw in a tip, or just something you mentioned there? Do you know when you're getting other people to take a photo for you? Do you know what I find always helps? If you're in a place where there's a lot of tourists, look out for the people with really big cameras, because they're going to be the people who care about the photos, and they are invariably the ones who are going to get on their knees. They're going to take pride in their picture. So that is my separate little tip there.
We'll call it 2.2B.
Yeah, 2.1. There we go. Yeah. Okay. So
very nice.
Moving on now. So what's your next tip then?
So number three, do be prepared to walk. Seriously. Seriously be prepared
to walk. Well, if it's the size of a city then.
Yeah. So it might sound really obvious, but just to give you an idea of how much walking I did, I measured it on my app, my iPhone health app, and I did 12 kilometers a day just of walking in the parks.
Wow.
So this is something really to keep in mind for the children, because it's going to be tough. If you want to see all these rides, get to all these rides, just really do keep that in mind. Number four, we're on to number four.
Mm-hmm.
Do know that it's not just about the kids. So when a lot of people think about Disney, they think, oh, the only reason we're going is for the kids. And I did a little bit of interviewing around and asking, you know, is it all about the kids? And the parents are like, no, we're just as happy to be there. You know,
I think the kids are an excuse a lot of the time, you know, to go
there.
Yeah,
we're taking the kids.
Yeah, we're taking the kids over, yeah.
Yeah, so perhaps dad isn't as excited about Cinderella's castle, you know, tea party, but he is excited about Space Mountain, which is one of the most famous rides. Here's a fun fact for you about Space Mountain. After the ride was conceptualized, Disney had to wait 11 years for the technology to catch up. So he thought of this amazing ride, but he had to wait 11 years for the technology to come back. But yeah, so it's definitely another reason why this is not just about the kids. When I went on the Disney cruise, which I'm going to be talking about in weeks to come, there were more couples than there were families on the cruise.
Okay.
So this, it really is not, it's not just geared to kiddies.
Or even families in that sense.
Yeah. So just that's number two. It's not just about the kids. So just remember, you don't have to have kids to go to Disney. But that's through one to four. We'll have more after the break. But I'm going to be taking you through 5 to 10 of my top tips for if your next Disney adventure.
Michelle's top 10 tips for a Disney vacation.
Okay, yes. So we're up to number five, is it, or six?
Yes. So number five, do go to the park early or late. to avoid the crowds. So depending on what time of year, you might not be able to avoid the crowds at all. But there are times when there are less people. So go as early as possible, perhaps even when the park opens, or late in the evenings. Perhaps you're suffering from a little bit of jet lag, so you can go really late. So they have staggered opening hours at many of the parks in the summer. And so often they will stay open past midnight even. So if you're really jet lagged, you can, you know, can adjust to that. Lots of options available. For example, I had a look at what today's timings are just to give you an idea. Magic Kingdom today is open from 9 to 11 p.m. Epcot open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've added some extra hours today, so you can go until 11 p.m. Disney Hollywood Studios open until 9:30 p.m. And listen to this, Disney's Animal Kingdom is open until 1 a.m., from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. That's when it's open. So, and also the Disney Boardwalk, if you want to go and visit that, is open until 2 a.m.
I'm all for that. I'm all for getting up early to make the most of it before the crowds arrive. It's always best that way.
Yeah, and what's also cool about the Disney app, which was my number one tip, you can look ahead of time what the opening times of the park are, so you can plan ahead.
Yeah.
So that's really good, you know, to have the app as well. So here's a fun fact that you might not have known about the park. There are tunnels under Disney World. That the employees use and the cast members to move between the different areas.
That's a great
because
idea.
It's so because it's so big. And as I mentioned, I did 12 kilometers a day of walking. Was 20,000 steps or something like that. But they've got all the shortcuts underneath the park because they need to avoid the crowds.
Exactly, especially if you're Mickey Mouse, for example, and you need to get to another place.
Yes, and you don't want to be stopped by everybody.
All the time because you can't say no, can you? If a kid comes up to you whilst you're on your way, where you're going, you can't say no.
He absolutely doesn't. So that's number five. Make sure that you either go early or late if you can. Number six, do find a good spot for viewing the parades and fireworks. Now, they have parades throughout the day. There are different timings, fireworks at night. But professional Disney park visitors, you know who they are. They're the ones who are wearing their matching T-shirts, like Johnson's Family Vacation 2017, and they're all together. They're already sitting in the area where the parade is.
This will be you in a few years, won't
it? Yes, I know. I was lucky enough to get a good spot this year. But literally, if you want an unobstructed view of the parade, which you do, you don't want to be behind that tall guy trying to get, you know, a picture of, you know, Cinderella or, you know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. But by early, I mean half an hour. You must be sitting on the side of the Disney road ready to take your pictures. And I managed to get some really good pics, which you'll also see up on the blog. Fun fact about the parades. The parades occasionally are presented outside the parks. I didn't know this. They did it twice, I think, according to this particular news article that I looked at. A halftime entertainment show at the Orange Bowl in 1978 and to promote the Broadway show Hercules in 1997. So
the June or the one then soon.
Yeah, maybe they can come to Dubai.
Come to Dubai,
perhaps,
yeah.
So that's number six. Do get a good spot for viewing the parades and fireworks. Number seven. Do know that there are halal options for Muslim visitors,
great,
which is fantastic. So halal meals are available without advance notice at a number of locations within Disney's Animal Kingdom, Disney's Hollywood Studios, Epcot Magic Kingdom, and other resorts. But if you are at different locations, you can email them specialdiets@disneyworld.com to help you out. They just need 24 hours notice. So that's number seven. Number eight, do know Walt Disney World is super accessible for people who are wheelchair bound. Now, this is something that I thought was absolutely amazing. They can go, you can go, if you are wheelchair bound, you can go everywhere. Even when I was on the Little Mermaid ride, they had a specially designed seat that allows wheelchairs to access the ride and for the whole family to join as well. So that's something really, really lovely.
That's nice, yeah.
But yeah. So number nine, we're on to number nine. Do try get yourself some Mickey Mouse 3D glasses. Now, these, I tried to find out.
Wherefore?
Okay, I'll explain. So I tried to find out if you can actually buy these, and you can't buy them. But apparently, if you do a little bit of hunting, they can be apparently found. It's some cryptic thing. So what's so cool about these glasses is when you watch the fireworks, as they, you know, explode in the sky, the light that sparkles from the fireworks is turned into Mickey Mouse heads through these glasses. So you're seeing,
they're done in a certain way.
Yeah, so the 3D part of these Mickey Mouse heads. So if you look at any light, it's a Mickey Mouse head. That's what they've managed. I don't know how they've managed to do it, but they did it. And when there's fireworks, you can imagine what that looks inside. Yeah. You've got like hundreds of different colors of Mickey Mouse heads exploding in there. So essentially, really, if you can try and find these Mickey Mouse 3D glasses, it'll be really
big. Did
you
find some?
They gave us some.
Okay.
So I have some. So now whichever fireworks I'll watch them with Mickey Mouse heads. My final number 10 is do look out for the hidden minis and hidden Mickeys. Sorry. So I really, really love this. So the designers of Disney have been really, really super imaginative and using Mickey Mouse in a lot of the facades and the marble and the carpets and the walkways, linen, but in not so obvious places. So it's really fun to try and find them wherever you go. Take pictures and, you know, upload them to social media. And fun fact about where the actual hidden Mickeys came from. It was thought that during the development of Epcot, which was originally supposed to be a more adult park, a more parent-orientated park, they didn't want any Disney characters in it. So when the Imagineers were building this, they didn't want to leave Mickey out, so they started putting them in different places that you wouldn't notice. So for example, a sewage round cap had some special stones put around it for the ears. So they're in all these different places, and you can compete with people are quite competitive online to finding the different hidden Mickeys. So there's your top 10 for today. All of it's up on the blog. I've put a blog up on the ticket of my top 10 tips for visiting Disney, and I'll be talking about the Disney Wonder Cruise Line in the weeks to come.
Looking forward to that one, and I suddenly feel very prepared now for a future trip to Disney.
Good.
World, which is certainly on the to-do list. So thank you very much